Yeah. for his answer to every problem. He saves the soul. Yes, Jesus is the answer.
Thank you.
Does not promise every day to be sunshine. It does promise us eternal life and a home in heaven. God hath not promised. Milton Francis Hopkins. Oh, cheer everyone if it makes the Lord say a good hearty amen. I found real joy. I found sweet peace when I found Jesus. Thank you. had left him, he heard his servant cry, "Let thy mantle fall on me." As the mantle fell on Elisha, so we pray, the Spirit of God will fall on us in the service.
Oh,
Sunday evenings of music I've ever heard in my life. It really is how my events at Bates Easter Coming Tapas and Christmas music of all that. That's the greatest Sunday night. I mean, it's an evangelistic, sweet, wonderful specials in the choirs singing I've ever heard in my life on Sunday night. I love that. I tell you, that's great. Anybody and everybody in Jackson will be here on Sunday night to spend a wonderful Sunday evening to hear what we've heard already. And yet, there's a sermon to come. And we're glad to be here to bring the message these 6 nights. And glad to be with Brother Dale. Yes, many of you people may not be mindful of the fact that he had a tremendous church in Springfield. Never shall I forget walking up in the pulpit and looked like actually it was acres of people. Every chair was packed and jammed, downstairs, great circle auditorium that had a tremendous singing device and a wonderful work. And I fear for him as he came here leaving such a tremendous work as he had, that my fears are all over. I'm glad he's here. And I appreciate what he said. If I could just dig on to his trail a little bit. When he said a while ago that this church pastor stood without any doubt against the devil's dance program. Appreciate that. If I could just kind of add one little word. Sweet little girl in high school. Yeah.
I'm
should not cling to one another's existence. When he called him away, and so then took them away, and led him a place of security like flame. And day after day, and then week after week, and then month after month, until some, at 3 months, that pass, and most of the little babies had ceased their crying because they'd been killed. Little Moses was still hidden away. Little Moses realized that not longer she could hide him, and so she made Bonnie her God with clay. But that precious little baby boy, in that ark of the blue rushes, set him in the water, and then waited and prayed to slave mother. One of the ones who had been over an Egyptian bondage for a family of 300 years, Israelites, had been in slavery. And so she put little Moses in the ark, and in a little while he may have the princess came down, and then the mother got the child as the baby sinner, as his own mother, and taught him and trained him, and got him ready, and then after 40 years, after 40 years of the finest crime that man could offer, he still had not learned to trust God. And the only casualty of the war in the Arabian stallion was when he took his kid and hit an Egyptian and killed him, and then buried him in the sand, and then put some of him to 40 years out in the wilderness and homelessness. And he came to the burning bush. God said, God said, God said, God said, God said, God said, why you could not another old teacher to die with a wound again. But the thoughts just preceded me. The darkest time in Ebenezer in Egypt was the time just before the Israelites were coming across the Red Sea crisis. Dear friend, I have a feeling that the darkest hour our civilization or our nation has ever known is right now. And I believe that the light's soon coming. I believe it'll not be long until Jesus Christ, the next great event, and the order of events will be the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to receive his own and himself. And so we see this awful picture of 600,000 men. That's what it said. 600,000 men wanted to be delivered. Now, if each man had a wife, and no doubt he did, that would be 12,000, 1,400,000. And according to the Word of God, they were having a lot of children. The Israelite children were just outnumbering the Egyptian children. And it was given a very old time of real worry and anxiety and concern. And he said, when we kill off the male babies, they're going to have so many female boys. Until one of these days, they'll have famous rise up and take our nation away, our kingdom away from us. And so they start killing back. Supposedly, Israelites had just two children apiece. And the East Hall, that would be 10,400,000. And think about it, that's one man. And you come down to 7:40. You just gotta take a miracle. I'll tell you something else. It takes a miracle now to 7:42. It takes a miracle to save anybody. Are you people talking about our alcohol, which are convicts who become convicts? And I hear talk about my own boys that have been all sorts of evils in it, and somebody gives one to give his testimony, and he whispers it, that's a miracle. Yeah. If there's a little girl, 6 years old, that's saved here tonight, that'll be a miracle too. No one ever gets saved without a miracle of God. When people are born again, they have to have a miracle, and God will have to perform it. And so, we see in the 12th chapter of Exodus, and we're gonna give you about five, I think, sweet and precious lessons you want to hold out with you. And I said, and when you again, the Lord speaking to Moses, and Aaron and the land of Egypt saying, this man shall be a man of the enemy of us, and shall be the first man. The blood of Jesus Christ brings the beginning. You've never lived until you've lived under the blood of Christ. There's no one alive. The life of the flesh is in the said this should be the beginning. My name is Tommy Kagan, until I came to Jesus Christ, as an ignorant culture war, and put my trust in him. And then he said something else. There should be a lamb for the house. A lamb for the house. Now, he said, if the house is too small, if there are too few people in the house, you'd get your neighbors to come. But now, friends, he didn't say the lamb would be too small for the house. That's one lamb that's bigger than four houses. Yes, just like we had before. When she took that little stand for you, put it down to the ground, got a kinfolk gathered there, brothers and sisters, said, come on. They tell me, I don't sound silly. Come on, he said, what more is that little red flag? No, it said, you just wait and see. Just wait and see. She got all of her kinfolks in. And all to me, that's one of the outstanding experiences of soul in the New Testament. She went there. Can you imagine her convincing her mother and daddy up in years that if you just come and get in the house where that red flag is, we can be alright? Why, Joshua's great army's coming through here, and he told us that if we put a red flag down to the ground and get in that house and stay there, that we might make much of March and Israelites come through, why wouldn't they have our mother and daddy come on? Just come on. I hear that to say that I'm in this evil world dead. I mean, nobody will be that silly. And she said, Daddy, I know what I want. Now you come home. I tell you, I think with two sheep they prayed and persuaded Daddy came. Mother came. I'll tell you, when those marching Israelites and that army come walking through, devouring and devastating the land with the power of God, and I hear old General Joshua as he comes to Rahab the harlot's house and harlot hide. All the soldiers stood still. Joshua said, pass up that red flag. Don't you touch anyone in that house. They're safe and protected by the crimson thread. Never heard anybody say, well, I'm just kind of hanging the thread. It's red. It's all right. I'm here now. Oh, listen, dear friends. It's time for God's people. And you know, I need this again and again and again to preach and to plead the blood over our services, over the souls that come our way. And he said, the life of the flesh is in the blood of covenant care that we're here. And so he said, I want you to take a lamb down the first year without spot, without blemish. Simon Peter talked about that same lamb over his head. Do you not, without spot, do not redeem with corruptible things Jesus Christ Holy Ghost, come and help me out, start, come to help me this. And so we see the Lamb taken for 14 days, and the Lamb was not just knocked it up. And then when the turn around is that the little innocent lamb was taken out from there to the altar and killed and slain, and that blood was taken and sprinkled on the sideposts, not the doorposts. Yes, there's a public profession of our faith. We must never be ashamed of the blood of Christ, regardless of the waters and the people and all the things that are said today at that slaughterhouse religion of streaming. But without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. And so the Lamb was slain. And the children of Israel took the blood and sprinkled it, and made out the face of great criticism and scorning and laughing, and the Egyptians came marching by with all their blood and the indifference and said, "What are you stupid outfits doing now?" And they said, "We're sprinkling blood in the pulpit and angels coming through." And they said, "When I see the blood, I'll pass over you." And so the blood was sprinkled. That was a sad night for Egypt. The Bible said that the firstborn in every house, and in every barn, and in every pasture was dead the next morning. But the children of Israel were all alive, singing out down to the promised land, moving out toward the Red Sea while the dolphins sprinkled the blood. Dear friends, I offer you hope only under one condition, and that is that you sprinkle by faith the blood of Christ over your guilty soul tonight, and come to Christ, and let him save you from your sin, because there's no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. Except the Lord Jesus Christ, the mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. All I hear the word of the believers as he said, and
ですね。
Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. I have wanted a body to crave. That's enough to send you.